the Survival Guide to Life.
Hey everyone, how's it going? We got another episode of the Survival Guide to Life, and this week we have Daniel Blue. Now, Daniel, I'm familiar with you, and just for everyone who's tuning on in, just really quick, a brief bio on what you've accomplished and what you're doing.
Yeah, so what I'm doing right now is I own a company out here in Las Vegas. We are in the financial space. We help people access their 401ks, their IRAs, penalty and tax-free. Been in business the last 4 years, and right now we currently have a team of about 13 employees, and we do low seven figures a year annually, and we've got customers in all 50 states, just over 1,000 customers that we are currently working with. And I'm 33 years old. I wasn't in a position where I grew up with money or had entrepreneurs around me my whole life. My family didn't come from, you know, entrepreneurship. So just, you know, my life kind of shaped when I was about 18 years old. I was 18 and dropped out of college just because I just felt college wasn't for me. I only went to college because that's what society told me to do back in, you know, 2007, 2008. And around that same time, I ended up getting my my daughter's mom pregnant. And I was really scared at that time because I was also addicted to OxyContin. So I'm 18 years old. I just dropped out of college. I'm a loser druggie, addicted to OxyContin. For those who don't know, OxyContin is a pill, kind of in the same family as Lortabs or Percocet, just really stronger. And it's basically heroin in the form of a pill. So it's really addicting. So I was an addict, dropped out of college, baby on the way, and really just not knowing where life was going to take me. So it definitely took a lot of falling flat on my face and a lot of embarrassing things and a lot of failure. But here I am today.
Daniel, did you grow up in Las Vegas?
I actually grew up in Oceanside, California, and grew up middle of the road, middle class. We didn't really go without financially. We weren't wealthy by any means. Had a two-parent household, amazing parents growing up, and my dad ended up leaving when my parents got divorced when I was 12 years old. My dad moved to Mexico permanently and left my mom on her own. So my mom raised me on her own from the time I was 12 years and older. And my mom didn't get any support financially from my dad. And I had a lot of questions at that time because I was really close with my dad. So when my dad left, I'm asking, why did he leave? How come he's not coming back? What's really going on? So there was a lot of trial and error and a lot of adversity in my teenage years and high school years, kind of struggling with my mom. She was doing the best that she could to make ends meet and make it work. And she did. But there definitely was some hard times along the way, but I wouldn't change it for anything because it helped. Number one, my mom and I get really, really close. She's my hero, been someone that I've looked up to for a really, really long time. And because I grew up without a dad, I was able to just essentially kind of grow up a little bit quicker and have a different perspective.
With that, do you feel like there was any sort of like resentment, or you felt that like you didn't lack anything or you weren't given anything when being in an environment with other people who had a father figure?
Oh, 100%. And I think everyone can relate to this, what I'm going to speak on next, because maybe your dad or your mom didn't leave to a different country when you were a teenager, right? But we've all fell into this trap of being a victim and having a victim's mentality. And that was 100% me when that happened, because as you mentioned, I'm hanging out with my friends and I notice they have their dad, right? Their dad teaching them how to drive a car, their dad taking them to their soccer game. And I caught myself asking, how come I don't get that? How come I don't have a dad to show me how to tie a tie or how to drive a stick car, right? So I fell into that trap and definitely had a lot of resentment growing up, a lot of anger towards my dad. But things definitely changed when I had my daughter. When I had my daughter, I was 19 years old. And I remember holding my daughter in my arms and looking at her. And I remember thinking, man, this is wild to know that my blood is in her blood and I'm her dad and her only dad. And I immediately thought about my father. I thought about how much love that I had for my daughter at that time. I knew he had that same love for me. Even though he made some bad choices, I knew he had a lot of love for me. And I immediately switched my mentality, Omar, where instead of being a victim, I was grateful. I was grateful that I started thinking about, I'm grateful that I even had a dad up until I was 12 years old. Some people never had a dad, or maybe the dad that they had the whole time was just a piece of crap dad the whole time, the whole ride. And I got 12 really, really good years for my dad, and he was an awesome dad. And I'm really grateful for that experience. And I immediately was able to start reaching out to him and just forgave him. And because I knew that would help me find some peace and help me move on. So definitely letting go of resentment, letting go of anger is really important. It's okay to acknowledge those feelings because we've all been hurt. We've all been betrayed. We've all have had that type of anger towards somebody. So you just need to think about is that feeling serving you? Is it helping you move forward? Is it helping you win? Is it getting you stronger spiritually? Is it helping you emotionally? Is it getting you stronger mentally? And probably not if you're holding on to that baggage, if you're holding on to that resentment. So you've got to find a way to move on, to let go and find that peace.
So, you know, with doing that, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of persistence. Now, do you say you're one that is very analytical and tries to analyze what's going on, like, within yourself and try to come up to the best logical answer, whether it may not feel right to yourself, but try to do the right thing, you can say?
I would say that that's not really who I am in terms of being analytical, kind of that critic, that engineer kind of mentality in that regard. I think I wish I had more of that. I would say, though, that self-awareness is different than being analytical, right? And I think we all can practice just having that self-awareness and just taking a step back out of your emotions. We all have that gut feeling where we know what's right, we know what's wrong, that gut, your gut is telling you to do something, you feel a certain way, and that's okay, right? That's actually helped me, and I'm sure it's helped you. But it's also important to just take a step back and set the emotions aside, right? And that's going on a walk outside, you know, going on a hike, exercising, right? Just getting out of the day-to-day elements that you're in and being able to have a different frequency, a different setting to think in a different way. So then that way you can really look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself some questions and really be honest and upfront with yourself.
So, you know, with that, from being where you are now and say being addicted to Oxy, what were the questions you sort of asked yourself in being able to overcome this addiction?
Yeah, so being able to get to a point where I finally got clean, it wasn't when my daughter was born, unfortunately. I still used. Where I finally got clean was when my daughter was 6 months old, and this was November of 2009. It was Thanksgiving. And this was a time where my mom and my daughter were at my house. My mom was preparing a Thanksgiving meal, and I left the house that day. And I told my mom, I said, hey, I'm gonna go grab an energy drink at the gas station, I'll be back. That was a flat out lie. I was actually trying to find some Oxycontin, and I'm calling through all of the people that I usually buy Oxycontin from, and none of them are answering, right? They're all having turkey and mashed potatoes with their families. So I remember spending a couple hours just driving around town, just trying to score. And I remember going back to my house empty handed, knowing that I was not going to be able to get high that day, that night. And for those who don't know, when your body doesn't take in those opiates, those pills, that heroin, you just start withdrawing. You start literally getting sick because your body essentially needs that. And if it doesn't get it, it starts feeling sick, like the cold, the flu, the chills, right? So I remember just being in my driveway in my car, and I just remember just stopping the car, and I just start asking myself questions along the lines of, what am I doing with my life at this point? Right? My daughter's 6 months old. I'm about to walk in the house right now, and I'm just a piece of crap druggie. I'm not adding value to society. I'm not a great example to my daughter. I'm not showing up for my friends, my family. I'm a leech to society. And my daughter is only 6 months old, and she doesn't know that her dad is a piece of crap. Before I know it, my daughter's going to be 3 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old. What is she going to think about her dad if I keep this path, if I stay this path? You know, how is she going to remember me if I were to die? Right. So I start really just thinking ahead and just asking questions where I know the answers to those questions. And those types of questions and answers finally got me to a point where I was, you know, I can't keep doing this. And, you know, I finally decided to quit at that time. And I've been able to stay clean since then.
So with being clean, then what led you to starting your business? And was it an idea you've had for a while, or is it something that sort of just sprung upon you?
Kind of sprung upon me. I was 18, 19, 20 years old. I was in the real estate sales space. And in that environment, I would hear people talk about how they use their 401ks or their IRAs to invest into real estate. Real estate such as like flipping a house using their 401k. And I thought that concept was so foreign. I always thought a 401k or an IRA was for the stock market. So that concept of using a retirement account to invest into real estate, to invest in your own business, and to do all of that penalty and tax-free, I thought that concept was really cool. And it was something I stuck in the back of my mind. I thought, one day I want to get into that space. So I stuck in the sales, the real estate sales space for a number of years. And then back in about 2014, I switched industries. I jumped into what's called the self-directed retirement account space. And that's basically what I just summarized, where someone being able to use their 401k or IRA to invest into real estate, to invest into their own business, to invest outside the stock market, and doing so without paying penalties and taxes. That's the self-directed retirement account space that I speak of. So I jumped into that space in 2014, worked for a company for a number of years, and was able to be fortunate enough to be surrounded by a lot of knowledgeable people that taught me the game, that showed me how this space works. And then I put in a ton of my own effort, a ton of my own hard work. And when you mix that, the commitment, the hard work, and the knowledge, and surrounding yourself with the right type of people, and you have that will, that's where the magic happens. And about 4 years ago, I looked at my own finances. I looked at my skill set and the people I had around me. And I thought I could make a run at this on my own, starting my own business. So that's where Quest Education was formed 4 years ago. I thought, let me just go all in on my own business. I played sports growing up, and I've always loved being around a team and kind of leading a team. So being competitive and winning and learning how to lose has always been something I enjoy. And I apply a lot of that to business. And we've been in business for 4 years and been having a lot of fun since.
So I think that's really important, and that's not common knowledge that's just thrown around or, you know, even taught, you know? So with that, I was just curious in, like, when you say how you can be your own bank, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so someone we recently just helped, she needed about $20,000 to start her online business, right? She needed that money to buy some inventory, buy some products so she can sell it and make money with her online business, right? And it's a new business that she was starting. So getting a $20,000 loan from the bank is pretty difficult, right? Banks aren't really keen on lending money to a new business, right? They want to see tax returns, income verification, all that kind of fun stuff. So that really wasn't a path that she wanted to explore. So she liked the idea of using money in her retirement account. She wasn't a big fan of her stock market account, what it was doing. She liked the idea of using $20,000 from her retirement account to fund her business. So what we helped her do is we helped her take her 401k from her old job. We helped her move that money into what's called a solo 401k. Solo 401k is a type of a self-directed retirement account that's for an entrepreneur, and it has a loan feature where she was able to take $20,000 out of her solo 401k penalty and tax-free. She used that money to invest into her business, and the $20,000 that she took out, she had 5 years to pay herself back. So it's a 5-year term, and there's an interest rate of prime plus 2%. So right now, as we're doing this podcast, that interest rate, when I say prime plus 1 to 2%, we're talking 7, maybe 8% on as far as the interest on that loan. But the nice part is that interest goes back to her retirement account. It goes right back to her. So she's able to essentially be her own bank, take the $20,000 out of her retirement account, penalty and tax free, use it to fund her business, make money with her business, and then she's got 5 years to pay back what she took out plus the interest.
That's really awesome. Like, knowing that, why would someone not want to do that compared to taking a traditional loan and paying interest, which you don't get anything back and you're just losing?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely comes down to the situation, right? Obviously, the money that's in her solo 401k, when she takes the loan out and she pulls the money out, penalty and tax-free, that $20,000, and she puts it into her business, she could lose money with her business, right? And she could have left the $20,000 in her retirement account, and it could have, quote-unquote, grew in the stock market. But there's risk everywhere, right? Right now, people are probably losing money in the stock market. There's risk with the business, right? So, you know, there's always that opportunity cost or that risk that you can take. And I think that's why it's real important. This is where the analytical part is really important is, you know, how do you want to use your money, right? Where do you feel like your money is best used? And that's why I really love our mission and what we help people do is we're here to just teach people how these accounts work. What I just explained is an IRS approved strategy. It's been around for decades. You just haven't heard of it because Wall Street doesn't want you to do this because they don't make money if you use your money, your retirement account, to invest into real estate, to invest into your own business, right? They make money when they sell you a mutual fund, a stock. So this information has been out there a long time. It's just not really talked about. So, you know, we're really passionate about getting this information to the public and teaching them how it works and what they can and can't do. So then that way they can be the captain of their own ship, right? They can be more empowered to make a decision that works the best for their own financial situation.
So I guess then to any new business owners or people who are up and coming trying to start their own business, what do you sort of say to them to sort of steer them in the right direction?
Well, if that's you, as far as you want to start a business or you just started a business and you have a 401k from an old job or an IRA, I think it's important that you look at that account and you kind of ask yourself some questions, right? How is that account doing? How do you feel about that money in the stock market, right? What's the goal with that money, right? So you start just asking some of those questions. And maybe you're someone right now that has a bunch of high interest rate credit card debt, or you need some capital to fund your business. The strategy I just explained, where you can be your own bank and access some of the money in your retirement account penalty and tax free to maybe fund your business or pay off high interest rate credit card debt, you know, maybe that makes the most sense for you, right? So, you know, everyone's situation, you know, is a little bit different. I'm a big believer when you start a business, you know, you've got to make sure that you've got a good team around you. I think it's going to be really hard to scale a business and not be stressed out if you're doing everything on your own, right? If you're the bookkeeper, if you're the salesperson, if you do the marketing, if you know, do the operations, right? Because there's only so much time in the day and there's only so many plates you can kind of juggle, right? So I think that's why it's important that you have a team, whether that's VAs, whether that's W-2 employees, whether that's a business partner, right? Just really making sure that you've got processes and systems and a team in place. So then that way you can be efficient.
And I think that's the most important thing, is being able to know when to delegate and, you know, when to be able to pass the task on to someone else, because time is, you know, we only have so much time, and being able to use it to the most advantage is critical. So I had a question on the blueprint for your best retirement. What is the acronym for Blue?
Yeah, so Blue is my last name, right? So I like the idea of just tying that into my book, Blueprint to Your Best Retirement, which teaches you how to access your retirement account penalty and tax-free, how to make money tax-free. So when you look at Blue and it being the acronym, the B in Blue stands for build, right? Obviously, you want to build a retirement account. You're saving money in your 401k. You're saving money in your IRA, right? You're building an account that has money in it, or it's your nest egg, right? Your retirement account is your nest egg. So that's the B. The L is leverage. A lot of people don't know they can leverage a retirement account in a different way, right? Most people just think that money in their retirement account is money they can't access until they're old and retired, and they can't touch it without paying a bunch of penalties and taxes. That's not true. There's ways where, and this is where the U in Blue comes in, where they can utilize their retirement account money penalty and tax-free now, and they can use it in a lot of different ways. They can use it to fund their business. They can use the money in their retirement account to pay off high interest rate credit card debt. They can use the money to invest into gold, crypto, other people's businesses, so many other options than just the stock market. And then the E in Blue stands for enjoy, right? That's the whole reason why we go about this thing that we call life, right? Life is just a collection of experiences that we want to enjoy. Experiencing time with your loved ones, experiencing time that you're traveling, right? Experiencing things that put a smile on your face, that fill up your cup. And money doesn't buy happiness, but money does a lot of things in your life that can make you happy, right? I've been broke. I've had money. I've been in between. I think it's hard to, you know, be broke and, you know, happy all the way at the same time. Yes, you can be grateful. You can find the joy in little things. But, you know, when you're struggling financially and you're just so worried about where the next dollar is coming and you're falling behind in your bills, it's hard to really, you know, have some happiness consistently. But on the flip side, you know, I know people that are super rich. I've known people that are super rich that just, they're just not happy, right? So it's a matter of just finding, you know, that happy medium in terms of, you know, what makes you enjoy your own life.
I think that's very well said. And with everyone who's listening, if they wanted to connect with you or reach out on a deeper level, I'm sure you're Daniel Blue on LinkedIn. And then are you on any other social platforms?
Yeah, the best place would be going to danielblue.me. So that's Daniel Blue, just like the color.me. And that's my main website. On there, there's a bunch of free information. I write a lot of articles for Forbes. So a lot of the self-directed retirement accounts and the solo 401k stuff that I've talked about, it's in a bunch of articles there on Forbes that you can read upon. I have my own podcast called How Winners Win. And the goal behind that podcast is to help people win in their personal life, their entrepreneurial life, their financial life, and we're on all the major platforms. So if you like podcasts, which I'm sure you do, it's why you're listening to Omar right now, you know, you can subscribe to our podcast, and I know you would enjoy it. And then, as Omar mentioned, the book I have, Blueprint to Your Best Retirement, it's a simple, short, easy read. You can purchase it on Audible, so you can listen to it while you're at the gym or walking your dog. Or you can buy a hardcover copy, or just get the Kindle version. And then if you've got, or going back to your LinkedIn, I do have a lot of social media handles there on my website. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, Instagram. So all my handles are there. And then if I've got your wheels turning and you're thinking, shoot, I've got this 401k from an old job, I've got this IRA, I didn't know I could access it penalty and tax-free, I want to learn more. There's some places that you could take some action on my website to learn more.
That's great. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and wisdom. I'm sure people are going to want to reach out. I myself was amazed and wanted to know more about this. And it's great that there are people like you, Daniel, to try to help others with not wanting anything in return, with just for the joy of helping others.
Yeah, it's definitely awesome getting DMs from people that reach out to you, and I think people can probably relate to this, where money definitely fills up the bank account, but impact fills up the soul, and I heard that quote from one of my friends, and it's one that stuck with me, right? So having people reach out and thank you for helping them, even in the smallest way, it goes a long way, and it definitely motivates me to keep going.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to end on a quote, but I think that quote was perfect.
Love it.
Thank you again, Daniel, for your time, and I would love to have you on in the future.
Hey, Omar, thank you for having me on your show.
All right. And then, Daniel, I'll have everything edited and uploaded, and then I'll send you the links when they're done.
Sounds good, Omar. When are you thinking this will be out?
In about 2 days.
Okay. Sounds good, Omar. Thanks for your time, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking for you too. Bye.
Physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, consistently. The Survival Guide to Life.